Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 23rd of May. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peel.
Gary, it's pretty scary how quickly this year is disappearing.
It's running away.
This is the second take. Viewers, you might not be aware, but occasionally we do a second take. But the first take was I introduced us as the 23rd of June.
Yeah, 2025.
Whoa, what's going on here?
You're getting ahead of yourself.
But the year is disappearing.
Before our very eyes, Philip.
Radically.
Running away.
One more auction weekend for May, and then we click into June, and then financial year's done and dusted.
Yep,
and the big question is, have you met your financial goals for this financial year?
Well, in terms of losses, Phil, it's been a very successful year. You know how you like people say, oh, you can carry forward losses and that's wonderful. Well, I think we've done that well. It has not been the best financial year for real estate agents. In fact, you know, people look at real estate agents getting out of their shiny cars and, you know, looking in their beautiful suits and in your case, the most magnificent, expensive shoes. They think this must be what a party this is. It's absolutely like a saunter. You guys are just running along, having a wonderful time. But it has been actually pretty tough for the industry because the volume, Philip, has been down. Now, the sales have been okay. The results have been okay, but the volume's been down. So, you know, we're going to start a give to a real estate agent GoFundMe page. You reckon we get a lot of takers on that?
Do you know what? We should put one up just as a social experiment.
Yeah, but, exactly right.
For the record, viewers, in the history of real estate agents and cars,
yes,
I don't think I've ever met a real estate agent that actually owned their car outright.
Or had much equity in their car.
Well, there is no equity in cars.
Well, petrol. Even that's usually
it was a tradable commodity,
that's true,
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But viewers, let's be clear. Some people do get seduced by coming into this industry thinking that it's all beer and Skittles.
Yes, exactly
it's
right.
all shiny shoes and Armani suits and Range Rovers. But the tragic truth is it's all a facade. It's all a facade of a success.
Exactly.
I mean, let's be clear. Whilst the general public don't like shiny shoe, Armani suit
wearing,
Range Rover drying real estate agents, neither do they want to entrust with their most valuable assets,
exactly right.
their incredible home
right.
to the
to
agent
a, to a
that,
bum.
That comes
to a
there
bum,
with the pockets out of their pants or you know, mismatched clothing,
unshaven,
shabbiness, and driving up in an old
holes in your shoes,
out E.H. Holden. That doesn't inspire confidence, does it?
So the general public,
Gary, are somewhat conflicted, aren't they?
Yes.
They don't like us for what we are, but they don't like us for what we could be.
No, exactly
Or
right.
should be or no. are.
Well, I think there's a love-hate relationship. They love to hate us, a lot of the people out there. But look, Phil, the reality is we serve a purpose, Phil. We're out there in the community. We're providing shelter for the masses. And at the end of the day, has been a hard year for real estate agents. So give your local agent a hug, whoever that might be. Give them a hug because they need it. It's been tough.
And some real estate agents go in the last 12 months had their boats repossessed.
Which is terrible. And their holiday houses have overgrown gardens, Philip. We've got, you know, the Swiss Chalet have got mould in the corner because they haven't been maintained. The chalet in the snow.
If only our life, Gary, was as glamorous as the facade that we paint.
Exactly right. If only it was, Phil. Anyway.
We're like Hollywood film sets,
it's like
Gary.
You open up the door, there's like, oh, there's just waste land at the back here, and there's
tumbleweeds on the whole facade.
That's why it falls down. There's tumbleweeds going behind you. Anyway, enough about the life of real estate agents because you did not want to watch that. You wanted to watch what's going on in the real estate world.
Having said that, viewers,
he's pulling back, he can't move on.
It's a challenge for
doesn't
you.
Doesn't stop.
If you'd like to spend a weekend with me or Gary,
you don't want to do that.
No,
because then the illusion will be gone. I'll think Philip Kingston, he's a happy, positive, look at him, what a fantastic guy. He's a showman, everything's fantastic, and then he goes in his car, he's like, you don't want to be doing that. I don't think so.
Welcome to my sad, tragic life.
No, it's not sad and tragic, Phil, but it's just not as exciting as
not
that
as
auction.
Glamorous.
When you turn those lights on, man, that's it. It's all happening. Now, let's just talk a bit about what happened on the weekend. And also, we both, you know, talking about being in the community, very funny little story that you did a charity auction a week ago. And, of course, as the auctioneer, you auctioned a special dinner for 10 people
a
special chef.
A catered dinner for 10.
Anyway, you auctioned that off. And lo and behold, the ultimate buyer happened to be us. Yeah, well, you or us? I think it was us. I think it was us. Yeah. So we ended up buying that for $1,800 because you couldn't get any more out of anybody for that. Anyway, lo and behold.
I did bid against myself a number of times.
You declared it openly.
Did you get it up
okay.
to $1,800? Anyway. Well, the question is, I suppose, is it dummy bidding when you bid against yourself?
Or when you bid yourself against somebody else?
When you bid against yourself.
Were you the only bidder?
I was the
Well, you were the only bidder for the whole thing. You couldn't get a bid from anyone else.
I was the only bidder.
Just you. You just had your own auction.
I started at 100 and then I just played the theatre out until I got to 1,800, which is obviously a symbolic number for those people that are in the room or understand. But yes, I did bid against myself.
God help us.
Myself all the way to 800.
God help us if our property auctions become that way, where you just have your own little happy auction and end up being the buyer. Anyway, $1,800. As it turned out, it was donated, that $800, to another community organisation.
So let's explain this. Yeah. I bought it on behalf of us. So that was $1,800 going to
the community that we were
auctioning for. Then I said to you, Gary, what are we going to do with this?
You didn't say anything to me. No. All I know is I don't know what you did. I end up on Friday night at another community event and they come to me and they go, can you auction this dinner for 10? I didn't know about it, right? And I said,
seriously, I
didn't
know
about
it.
You didn't tell me. So I go, that sounds interesting, a dinner for 10. Like, how many of these are going around? They go, oh, well, Philip donated it to us. And I go, hang on, we own that dinner for 10. So then I auctioned the dinner for 10 that you bought for $1,800 for us that we still had to pay, by the way, to the organisation. Anyway, lo and behold, you know, I'm not being one-upmanship here, but I've auctioned and sold it for $3,000 back to the organisation.
$3,000.
Yeah, now we don't get to keep the $1,200.
No, this story, this story might have a happy ending, Gary, because I bought it on behalf of us for $1,800.
Yeah.
You then, unbeknownst to you, had it re-donated. Back, so we're in for $1,800. You've sold it for $3,000.
We don't get the $1,800
back. Here's the thing. We haven't paid for it yet.
Fair enough. Well, so, we still have to pay the
$1,800. So maybe we'll just... I'm sure there's a way of making
no
a profit.
No, there's no way. We're not making any profit. We are sucked in for the $1,800, but at least I've sold it for $3,000.
All I can say to you is, viewers, is it was an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be able to do it.
Anyway, that's some of the fun that we have. We've had a bit of Phil's mailbag going on here too. Oh, we've had some interesting stuff coming into us, some interesting comments before we get to the auction results. They are coming.
Just loving the feedback. Look, we've got this. Look, I'm not sure how to describe Stephen. Is he friend? Yeah. Is he foe?
I think he's a critic. I think he's a critic more than anything else.
And he's a friend.
He is a friend.
He's a very smart guy, other than
he's
the fact
that
he was born in Queensland, right? Stephen.
Everyone's got something.
Stephen from Queensland. Now, we'll call friends all know who he is.
Yeah.
But he in a lovingly way.
Yes.
I think it's a lovingly way.
He's kind of got a fist in a silk glove, really, hasn't he, Stephen? I think that's probably the best way to describe it.
But he sent us in this. Look, we always love getting his emails because, as I say, both of us struggle to work out whether he's friend, foe.
What he's doing. It's just his style.
But he's had some lovely things to say. He's had some very complimentary things to say at the same time as he's given us some serious advice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
And keep those emails coming,
John's keeping it going as well, talking about housing, loving the show. So thanks for that, John. And we had also Diego, who wrote to us in Spanish, Phil, because last week we talked about Spanish. Someone may be talking, you know, because of our Spanish audience. We've got that Diego could interest us as a Spanish-speaking runner. And he's sent his
CV,
CV in. Yeah, yep, so great. There you go. So thanks for that. And, and there's another one here for Georgia, who has said, please don't send me these. They're so cringeworthy. So that's what we got from George. I don't think George is a fan on GPTV, but that's all right. That's how it is. So
please don't send me these. They're so cringeworthy.
Anyway, so
look, I think, Gary, there's a certain sort of person.
Yeah. And George is looking to buy something. Yeah. We'll have some fun with you at the auction, Georgia, when you're bidding. Don't worry about that.
There's a certain sort of person that tunes into this show
doesn't
really get it.
It doesn't like us, Phil, let's face it. We can't be loved by all.
Correct.
In fact, we can't be loved by many.
I think, in fairness, we are an acquired taste.
Oh, and maybe we should tell Georgia, say, look, watch it more often, and I think you'll be okay.
At some point, Georgia, you will get the point.
You will crack it, Georgia. You'll get a smile out of you eventually.
But having said that, the one thing that I will say about Georgia, and I thank her for this, is that we do get some hate mail coming in from anonymous Instagrams or Facebook.
Hardly.
Or, but
much.
You know what? When people have a crack, often it's
sometimes.
An email address that no one can track them down.
Yeah, exactly.
But Georgia, at least
she's happy to be identified.
Seriously. Mm. I say, by all means, have a crack at us.
Yes.
We're not perfect.
No.
We do our best.
Work in progress.
But at least when you complain or criticise or have critical feedback, at least from a genuine, real email.
Exactly
is always
right. She genuinely doesn't like it, Phil.
That's for sure.
Anyway, let's move on and talk about some of the results. Firstly, the clearance rate for the weekend, Phil. We were 77%, 17 out of 22, 77% against the industry average of 74.
74,
so
Gary.
Just knocked it up. We could put up the towers just a little bit higher, that tower, that Gary Peer tower. But well done to all of our guys. Well done to our vendors and to our buyers alike. Philip, we had an auction that we talked about happening last week, a block of apartments. We had a very aggressive offer made. That set the wheels in motion for not actually going ahead with the auction. So as you would expect, we opened it to other parties and lo and behold, sold it for a whole lot more than we ever expected or thought.
I'll tell you what's interesting, Gary, selling prior to auction.
Yep.
Often we will sell prior to an auction.
Yes.
Where an offer comes in significantly above the reserve
expectation or range.
And the expectation, then sometimes that does trigger a pre-auction process.
Yeah. So, yeah, Phil, that sold for a lot more than we expected. And congratulations to the buyer. A lot of buyers and interesting buyers for that, Phil. And it's amazing, isn't it? Because sometimes with the blocks of apartments, they can be red hot. Otherwise, they can be a bit, you know, warm, sometimes cool. But that this one
was smoking hot, Gary.
Yeah.
A number of buyers missed out on there, but we will be in touch with them because we've got a few other blocks coming up.
Phil, we auctioned the architect's own home at 38 Omar Street, so congratulations to that vendor.
Shout out to Nick.
Beautiful home.
Well done.
Nick and Jackie.
I really liked that house, Gary.
Yeah, so did I. I liked it too.
You know, only an architect can really pull off a house like that when they're doing it for themselves, because a lot of the features there, some clients might have gone, oh, I'm not sure we should do that.
No.
But this
it was
this
like,
Nick,
what the hell? We're just
he
going to do it.
I'm doing this.
Going all the way.
Fulfill my dream. And I thought it was a house that just worked beautifully.
It did.
And it was great to have three people bidding on that
because
it deserved it.
It did deserve it, Phil. And there was another one or two that didn't get a chance to put their hand up because so fast the bidding went. And actually, the first bidder only saw it the day before the auction or the day of the auction. So that could happen as well. Even in that sort of $2-something million range, someone can just see it and just go, yep, I'll just buy it. Phil, Murrumbina Road was very competitive, four at 204. Murrumbina Road, well done to Jeremy Rosens, who hopped over to Murrumbina, usually the territory of Leor, but he jumped over there and had a crack and sold it very well at $850,000. Faulkner Street, South Yarra, Phil, number 47. That was sold under good competition for $1,420. Phil, just within the upper level of the range. 12A Roseberry Avenue, Brighton East. I went from Brighton East to Malvern East. Had myself a happy time on Saturday. Sold for $1,504,000, Phil, just over the range. And well done to the sellers there. A special shout out to the sellers there because they are somebody very well connected with our company. Philip, I went to Malvern to Ferncroft Avenue.
What a beautiful address that is.
What a beautiful street. Oh, five bidders went, you know, we reviewed the price guide there. We tried to guide people because it was $7 to $7.50. We put it up to $7.70. Went for substantially more still. A very special place and well done to the vendors of that one. Price is undisclosed. Wimmera Street. Well, that was another undisclosed price, but
big result, Gary.
That would just
big result. In fact,
whilst
the price is undisclosed, the first bid on that property was well over the top end of the range.
Unbelievable. So
it was a very aggressive start.
Sometimes we know nothing.
And it took a while to get the bidding going.
Yes.
And I thought maybe it's over at $1,850,000.
Yes, but we're not talking about the price.
And I think as we drew it out, and there was still no
We're not
going to talk about the price,
That's right.
It did sell for more than $1,850,000.
Say that, I suppose, yeah.
But it took a while to get the next bid.
Yeah.
And I think that the person that made that offer of $1,850 was kind of breathing in deeply, thinking, oh, maybe I started this a bit higher.
And lo and behold, someone took them on, which made them all probably unhappy, but also happy that there was someone else also up there.
Correct. But Philip, what a beautiful renovation. Viewers, if you want to have a great look at a great renovation, click online on that property because I thought it was worth every cent of what we sold for, and the price is undisclosed, Gary.
It is.
I'm
all.
Not going to say.
No, you're not. Rosely Street, Caulfield South was auctioned on a Sunday, Philip. That was six bidders for that. So some stuff, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, can't say boom and bust, but it feels almost like there's boom and then there's bust. There's some properties where you know, there might not even be a buyer, or maybe just one. And then there's others with six fills, so it's kind of it's boom and bust at the same time.
Well, I would say there's no bust out there, Gary.
Oh, whilst okay, there might be boom and bust.
There might be some properties that are not performing as well as others,
yep.
But I think that generally speaking, everything is going pretty well and some things are going gangbusters.
I'm going to put the heading boom and bust this week just to create and stir it up a little bit, create some controversy.
I think that's clickbait, Gary.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You put
you put out a headline like that where people are going to click on it thinking, is it a boom or is it a bust?
No,
and then we just
both.
Completely
but it's both.
Whitewash that
it's
whole...
It's boom and bust, Phil.
Oh, well, I don't think
the hot stuff is red hot.
I don't think it is, Gary.
Well,
but you insist on calling this episode boom and bust. Clickbait. And
what did you call it?
And I clickbait.
No.
Did you say
boom and bust or something else and bust?
No. And I apologise. We've already forgotten the woman that's complained and said we're cringeworthy.
Georgia. She hates
Georgie.
Us. She's not watching. Georgia. She doesn't like being called Georgie by the likes of you. She doesn't like us already. So leave her alone.
Georgia, sorry about the cringeworthy clickbait.
No, she's not watching, mate. She's right off us. Anyway, let's move on, Phil, and talk about the auctions coming up this weekend, because we've got 23 of them coming up this weekend, Phil, in a range of suburbs.
Very exciting.
On Saturday, I think we're over 9 different suburbs. We kick off at 10 a.m, Phil. You're going to meet Maureen Mazzaro at 10 a.m. in Warrigal Road, Surrey Hills. What a fine address.
Gary, what a great property.
This is
a wonderful
and affordable property, Phil, and I think there's been some good interest
and
here.
Surrey Hills, Gary, you've got to love it. Surrey Hills.
I do love it.
Drive around Surrey Hills.
Yeah.
It is the most beautiful area, that whole Hawthorne, Kew, Camberwell, Surrey Hills. It's the leaf belt.
There's a Surrey Hills in Sydney as well, you know?
I know, in a suburban area.
It is.
Gary, very,
but I like this Surrey
Hills. Very
hip
and very trendy.
But that one's more expensive.
Gary, this is a single-story villa, an extra large one, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, one lock-up garage. It's a wonderful property and lots of potential there.
David Thompson is doing his thing in Walnut Street, Carnegie. If you want a great job done, call David Thompson, because he is the King of Carnegie, or one of the Kings of Carnegie, and he's going to be auctioning 48 Walnut Street, Carnegie.
Gary, lovely. 1 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 car space apartment. Great entry into the market. You know, if you did one thing as an investor and you bought one of those 1-bedders and just paid it off over time, nice way to spend your retirement collecting the income.
With all of the auctions we've got this Saturday, Phil, I think it's like 15 or 16. I'm only doing one, but I'm going to save all my love for that one auction, Philip. It's 11 Delmar Street, Bentley East, and boy, has it been well attended.
Gary, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, lots of land. I love properties like this, 670 square metre block. So, you know, you're really buying a parcel of land with a very livable, lettable home that could be further improved.
And things are really happening in Bentley East at the moment. Things are very strong. Let's move on to Glen Huntly Road, Caulfield South. Leo Samuel auctions this for Daniel Pierre.
Yes, well, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, plenty of garden areas, gorgeous deck. Everything's to love about that home.
Double auction action continues at 12:30 p.m. Philip, 6 at 556 Dandenong Road, Caulfield North. Simon Rodolnik auctions.
Described as sunny, spacious and superbly positioned, and it is, Gary. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 car space, a wonderful kitchen, meals, family living area. I think that's bigger than most apartments, so a good opportunity.
I don't know what the reserve is going to be on this next property, Philip, but it does have the address to match, because it is number 13, Reserve Avenue in Carnegie.
Yes, Gary. 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, plenty of land. Check out the period features in this house, those double doors as an entry, the timber-lined entrance hall, the gorgeous timber floors. That's a special home.
We've got triple auction action at 1:30 p.m. Phil, I may well come and join you for this special home. We talked about it on GPTV. It is 258 Barclay Street, St Kilda.
What an incredible location, because it's St Kilda, but it's Elwood, wrapped up into the price of one. You're walking distance to the beach, you're walking distance to Ormond Road, you're walking distance, of course, to Ackland Street, which will have its revival, I can assure you. But that's a great opportunity, because the house is very livable, very lettable, very renovatable, or use the land to build your own new dream residence, subject to council approval.
The Samuel brothers are riding into town, Phil. They're riding into Bentley East, and they're going to be at 8 Claude Street at 1:30 p.m. in Bentley East.
Gary, fabulous home, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, plenty of off-street car parking, a garage, lots of land, and an immaculate family home that you can move straight into and not spend a cent.
You know, Phil, a lot of people say, oh, you don't do much on the other side of Dandenong Road, but gee, we do a lot.
We do a lot.
Well, we just did in East Melbourne, a great one. We had one in South Yarra, which was fantastic on the weekend. Now we're back in Glen Iris, Phil. Graham Callan's auctioning this terrific property on Malvern Road.
Yeah, one bedroom, one bathroom, really good floor plan, lovely terrace area and a great location.
Double auction action at 2:30 p.m, Phil. We've long admired the look of this home. We're looking forward to bringing it to the market, and that is 1 Elmer Grove in St Kilda.
Do you know the only one thing that's better than this home, Gary?
What's that?
Is the people that own it.
Oh, is that right?
Because they are just the most gorgeous couple. So a shout out to them who put their heart and soul into this home and absolutely been a delight to work with. But we love houses like this, as does the market. It's a double-fronted Hawthorn brick Victorian home with a stunning renovation, north-facing back garden. Move into this home. You don't need to spend a cent because they've done all the hard work. It's just marvellous.
I'm going to make a prediction, Phil. Some lovely people will buy it because it always works that way. I don't know how. Yes. I don't know what the karmic forces are that surround these kind of transactions, Phil, but it always seems to be
I think you're right, Gary.
People sell, lovely people buy
karmic
it.
Karmic forces.
Find it. Yeah,
I like
karmic
that.
Forces,
I like
Phil.
That.
Let's move on to Wilk Street. What a great address that is, just
Gary,
behind our office.
We've known this block for a very long time. In fact, we've sold most of the building at least once.
Well, what was... that's right.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. What a bonus, because you've literally got the Alma Village on your doorstep. Walk to Dandenong Road. Very livable, very lettable, not a cent to spend.
Unusually, Phil, we're going very late on Saturday with four auctions at 3:30 p.m. Let's kick off with Belgrave Road in Malvern East. Graham Callan to auction this.
Yes, he loves that building, and as he would, because it's got a great floor plan, two good-sized bedrooms, two bathrooms, big entertaining areas. It's a ripper.
Back in Malvern East again, eh, Phil? Again, crossing down the road. And I tell you what's near that property is Near Rim Road, and that is 11314 Near Rim Road. Leo Samuel auctions this one. And this is a terrific two-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-parking-space apartment, Philip. Looking forward to that at the same time at 3:30. We are going to be at Booran Road.
Yes, Gary, love this development. It sits above Mr. Brightside. So, you know, whilst this is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom property with a kitchen, why you'd need a kitchen when you live up top, when Mr. Brightside's downstairs? I mean, breakfast, lunch, and I'm not sure that they're open for dinner. Maybe
don't
you do
so.
Need that kitchen.
Yeah, maybe
but
just
what,
for
a what a great location. And that little strip of shops is just getting better and better. And also, you've got the park in Carowina. I mean, it's just terrific.
You've got your fourth and final auction, Philip, on at 3:30, and you may well be saving the best till last. 407 Koong Road, Elsternwick. And don't we love Elsternwick?
Check out the facade on this property, Gary.
What a pretty
it is
home.
Beautiful. And what a great floor plan. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, off-street car parking. That's a stunning property, Gary, and a great way to get into the market in Elsternwick, which is one of the best suburbs on the planet.
Well, that is our Saturday Elsternwick auction, but we've got three coming up on Sunday, so stay tuned to that. Let's kick off early in the morning, Philip, at 10:30 a.m. I'm looking forward to going down to Newland Street. That's 2 at 22 Newland Street in Caulfield. Now, I've had a little bit to do with this villa, Phil. It's been in the same hands for many, many years. It's three bedroom, two bathrooms, got a double car garage, one of two only, lovely outdoor gardens. This is a property that you could move in, rent out, or further improve if you wish to, Phil. But very excited to be auctioning that one, 10:30 a.m.
One of only
you
two.
You must come along, too, to that.
Well,
I know
I
you're
am
free.
The auctioneer, Gary.
No, you're not. I am.
Oh,
but you can come along, yeah.
I think I saw myself listed as the auctioneer, but I'm not, Gary, I may well join you.
Good, please do that. You can do the auction if you like. I'll toss you for it. But I'm not going to toss you for the 11:30 auction in Elsternwick, Philip, because you are definitely doing that one, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. This has had a reprice, Bill, and since then it has been very, very popular. I'm not surprised. Great value on offer in St.
Gary,
George's Road.
I did a video tour there. I really like this house.
Me
it's
too.
It's just so easy to fall in love with this home. Ticks all of the boxes with its three or four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms. I really like the car parking at the rear because you've got undercover car parking for a couple of cars. You could fit more there if necessary, but that back garden is stunning.
Yep.
And that's really a house you can move into and just get on with life.
Phil, there's been few properties that we've had more difficulty probably understanding exactly what it will go for, because this property at 63 Lansdowne Road, which requires some updating, Phil, but boy, it's been popular because of the location and size.
Well, you say it requires updating, Gary, but I look at these photos and I see a complete family package. So either we've got really good Photoshop skills, but ultimately what a great property and what a great location.
Yeah, look, you don't need to spend money there, Phil, but I think, you know, the opportunity is there should you wish to. It's very livable, very lettable, but also very improvable. Look forward to seeing you at that one at 12:30. It's going to be popular, as is the one that you're doing at 12:30, Phil, in Parkside Street in Elsterwick, another one that's been very, very popular.
Well, what a great location, Gary. And gee, we love Elsterwick. Three bedrooms, sure, two bathrooms. That is a home that you can move straight into. And obviously, you know, everything literally there is on your doorstep.
Just around the corner, Philip, we're going to be in Orong Road, also at 12:30. We've got it all happening in and around Elsterwick. This is 8:37 Orong Road. It's going to be on at 12:30. Tell us a little about
that. Well, you say Orong. Orong.
Yeah,
Orong. Or isn't it Orong?
I could be right. Orong, Phil. Or,
yeah, so if it was Orong Road, yeah, how would you spell it?
O-R-R-O-N-G.
No, Orong, yeah, would be A-W. A-W-W-R-O-N-G.
He gets a bit silly sometimes.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Great opportunity to get into the Elsterwick market. Love that property.
I wish I was going to join you at 1:30 because I love this home in Fitzgibbon Crescent. It's a great looker and I know there's been good interest in it, but I'm sorry, I've got another auction on, but you'll be meeting Daniel Peer for that auction.
Well, Gary, I can't wait to get there because that's four bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, double lock-up garage, an immaculate home. You don't need to spend a cent there. Just move straight in. And isn't Fitzgibbon just the best address? That pocket of North Caulfield has now become premier real estate.
It's a good one, Smacker, isn't it? That one, Fitzgibbon. Smacker, Fitzgibbon. Phil, at 1:30, I'm going to be in Eileen Avenue in Caulfield South. I drove past this home the other day and I thought, what a great looking property. This is just near that new reserve that's in Eileen Avenue. You can just sit down and just relax and take it easy because the council said, look, I'm going to just, you know, there's a Prince's Park down there. Who wants to walk all the way down there? Let's just put a park in the middle of the street. So you've got one there.
And
now,
if you are watching this and you want to make some political judgment.
No, right? Philip, we're not going to
go
there.
We love. I cannot see the point of that park.
Outdoor areas and open spaces are wonderful.
Surrounded by houses with back gardens.
But that's okay, Phil. You can sit down and have a little bit of a cup of coffee.
Is there not a better use of $3 million worth of taxpayer funds?
No, good on your council. Keep buying up land and putting gardens and
putting parks there.
Parks there. We like it, you know.
All right.
What do we need so many houses for?
Who am I to argue? But 1618 Avenue, four bedrooms, three bathrooms, lock-up garage, wraparound courtyard gardens. That's a really nice property. And the dynamic duo of Nikki Janover and Lamore Herskovitz will be there.
Not to be underestimated, those two. Philip, we finish off and bring down the curtain of a busy weekend at 2:30 p.m. We're going to be 34 Hotham Street, this repriced home, Philip, with this in-ground pool, a wonderful period home on a beautiful pass of land right on the corner, of course, of a very prestigious street. So we are looking forward to bringing that one to the market, a wonderful family home. Now 2.2 to 2.4, Philip, off its asking price of 2.5, 2.6. So a good opportunity.
A beautiful home, Gary. Just the most gracious home in beautiful order right throughout. Just move straight in.
Philip, you can't have your cake in Edith too, but you can buy in Edith Street. Philip, that's number 1A Edith Street. I want to feature this home because I know Jeremy Rosens is excited about this, as we all are. He's very busily involved with it. But tell us about this great property. It's our feature property of the week.
Gary, this development was done by James Cantianis, who does some of the best work in Melbourne.
He does.
And this is a development that he did a number of years ago, but it's really stood the test of time. It has not aged, unlike your face.
That's
but
true,
Gary,
too.
This is a beautiful home, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, lock-up garage. It's got everything that opens and shuts. It is immaculate and magnificent.
That is a big wrap on this late May edition of GPTV. As we roll on through to June, Phil, the sun's out, there's a little bit of sunshine, there's a bit of cold, there's very Melbourne conditions at the moment. But the real estate market, I've got to tell you, it's pretty strong out there, Phil. Some things are going for more than we have ever expected and probably more than they ever have. So if you want to go and
there
get involved.
Definitely some boom results out there. Viewers, thank you again for watching GPTV. I'm Philip Kingston. Have a great week.
I'm Gary Peer. We'll see you next time.